Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Ooh, hello. I've got Caitlin in here.
Hello.
Nice to see you. For all the listeners, Caitlin is a Ōtautahi-based singer, songwriter, alt musician. I'm excited to hear you play. The sound check sounded really gorgeous. You just released your EP.
I did.
How exciting is that?
Oh, yeah, it's been so exciting. I released it maybe 6 weeks ago now, so it's been, so nice to put out and then bring it on the road.
100%, yes, because tonight is your last show of your Nation tour, which is also really exciting. I can imagine, as much as it would be so awesome, also a little tiring as well.
Yeah, that's true. I think we got about 4 hours sleep last night, the band and I, all bunked up.
Well done for being here up and early.
yeah, up here nice and early. But yeah, it's good to be here, 95B.
Yes. Well, I hope you're able to get a nap before playing tonight at Whammy.
I think maybe I might have to sneak one in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a lovely English breakfast tea this morning, has been good.
Me too.
Yeah.
Fave in the morning.
Yeah. Love an English breakfast.
So good. Yeah, I'm not a massive coffee person, so I like to have a caffeinated bevy.
Yeah.
in other sorts. Well, I guess we'll stop yarning for a second and let you play your first songs, and then we can get back into it.
Yeah, sure. Cool. So, yeah, this first one that I'm going to play is called Wash, and it is the first track on my EP Guardrails.
Sitting in the front seat, driving, eyes wide open out the window glass. Can't imagine how you're feeling as I walk right by you along the street. Caught up in your ear view, turn to leave. Everything you work to build is taken by that stream. You told me Waterloo Station is bleak. You told me forget about leaving, and you told me water your own pasture, it'll turn green someday, or the river wash you away. Hit the pavement, gradient around the corner, steeper than Baldwin on a slippery day. Far back into to this street, caught up in your job, you tried to leave. Everything you were to build has taken another seat. It'll
That was gorgeous. Your voice is like butter.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, it's just beautiful. The your songwriting's very elegant, I found.
Thank you. Bit of a raspy butter at the moment, this morning.
It works well with the acoustic, like, honestly. Yeah.
Bit of breadcrumbs in the butter this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a great analogy. Well, I guess, yeah, what was that song, like, about? When did you write it? And
yeah, that one was probably one of the earlier songs that I wrote for the EP. I think, yeah, a lot of my songs, I kind of explore uncertainty. And so that one in particular was kind of, a lot of my friends were kind of like leaving the country, you know, the great Kiwi OE, as a lot of people do. And then I found myself kind of like feeling this pull and push between like two different options in my life. And it was kind of like whether you stay and go, but it applies across a whole bunch of different things like relationships and friendships and places and things like that. So that song, Wash, kind of explores that, which is really interesting. And I kind of allude to like both London and then throw in like a reference to like Baldwin Street and Dunedin and things like that. But yeah, it's pretty cool because there's like been people that have kind of like really connected with the song, and then they'll send me like a picture of them at like Waterloo Station, and they're like, oh my gosh, I've been listening to Wash, they're having my main character moment.
That's so incredible. Yeah, because that is such a heavy topic. It's like, am I going to change my life forever? Yeah
true.
Will it be okay?
Hopefully. Who knows? Yeah. Hopefully. Will I regret it? Will I regret not doing the thing?
Think it's, yeah, definitely, it's always better to just try it.
Yeah.
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 And you mentioned earlier that that is what's happening for you. You're about to go off to London.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm heading over to the UK for a few weeks, which will be really exciting, going in a couple of weeks to do some songwriting over there and, yeah, meet up with some people.
That'll be such a cool trip.
Yeah, I think creatively it will be like a really good kind of like expansion kind of opportunity for me as well, just to like write with new people and kind of, yeah, explore like different ways and different styles and things like that.
100%. And it's like an easy step as well. It's like, this is a work trip, and if I can see other avenues over here,
yeah,
then it's not just a massive leap.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's so good. Mm. I love that song. Would you like to play your next one?
Yeah, of course. So this next one is called Outline. It's one of the more kind of, I guess, somber and most vulnerable one on the EP. Kind of wrote it when I was, again, navigating great uncertainty in my life. That tends to be when I, like, pick up the guitar to write. Outline I wrote after going on like a trip to the Catlins and having this really like beautiful experience, but I was also quite in my head the whole time trying to decide whether to make some big changes with like relationships in my life and really thinking about like who I wanted to be and become, and so this song was like quite a moment of like realization for me. Yeah, so this is Outline.
Did you consider the echo when I called your name for them? Wish I could show you the outline, but tomorrow's uncertain. The ricochet of the fallout, grafting on the power line. Wish I could show you the outline. Wish I could show you the outline. Shoulder my aspirations, I won't take you there to the fallout celebration where I can't get clear. Shells out in the mirror, I might face my fear. like walking through tunnels or separation. Or someday you're not there. Did he consider the echo when a cord in him fallen? Wish I could show you the out then, but tomorrow's uncertain. The ricochet of the fallout, grafting only the power lines. Wish I could show you the out then. Wish I could show you the out then. Wish I could show you the out then. Shaking up my situation, shall I leave you here? You're a fruitful vine, killing the hedge, and love won't make a difference here. Did you consider the echo? Uncertain, the ricochet of the fallout, grafting all of the power lines. Wish I could show you the outline. Wish I could show you the outline. Wish I could show you the outline. Wish I could show you the
was beautiful as well. Oh my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh wow. Everyone go and stream, listen to Gravel Road.
Guardrail,
sorry. Oh my gosh. My brain.
No, that's fine.
Wow, that was really, really beautiful.
Thank you.
So you've had a mental year so far. It's only 5 months in. Like
true. And, oh yeah, my gosh, like, it's only 5 months
in. We were talking before. So like, first of all, released EP, mm-hmm. Guardrails, amazing. Before that, you played Electric Avenue.
Yes, yeah.
Main stage, come on.
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, such an incredible experience. I think we had our sound check, like, right after Kesha's sound check. So that was, like, pretty cool to, like, rock up in the morning and, like, Kesha was just there, you know, in her sweats, you know, just, like, I was, yeah. Little fangirl moment.
No, totally. You're like, wow, she's a real person.
Yeah. You see her immediately and you're like, it's going down.
That would have been such a buzzy moment for you. It's like working, like doing this for years and then suddenly, wow.
Yeah.
One of the biggest, like, festivals in the country.
Yeah.
Like sound checking after a massive pop star.
Yeah, that's true. I think it's, yeah, it's really cool with music. Just, I love it so much, and it's so much of my, like, purpose and upbringing and things like that. So it's really nice to kind of, like, keep writing, keep developing my art, and then slowly kind of, like, unlock these new big milestones. And I think this headline tour as well is, like, a big piece of that.
It's a massive milestone, yeah. And it's incredible. So you were just saying that the Wellington show went great.
Yeah, yeah. Wellington was awesome last night playing at Moon, and we've just done Timaru and Christchurch as well last weekend. And then so we're playing Whammy tonight.
Amazing.
Yeah, in Tamaki.
What time? Are there still tickets?
Yep, there's still tickets available.
Great.
So, you know, most welcome to come on down. It'll be like a full band set as well, so these songs will be a lot bigger soundscape, which is really exciting as well.
I'm sure that will sound amazing.
Yeah, and kick off at 8. Doors at 8, and then, yep, kick off 8:30 from the music.
Oh, that's so good. I love that. Well, I'm so grateful to have you play your, like, stripped-back acoustic, because it's so gorgeous even without the band. And I feel like, you know, when you can strip all everything away and the songs are still amazing, that really just shows great, like, songstressness.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that's like a big thing for me. I remember, like, getting some advice from my good friend as well when I was getting more and more into producing my own work. He said, like, it's still so important that you have, like, a song that can stand on its own two legs before you even touch the production.
100%.
And so I feel like I really, like, stand by that in my work. Because sometimes if you start backwards, for me, I find you can get distracted by all these beautiful sonic elements, but then you try and strip it back down and it doesn't quite hit the same.
Yeah, so
I start a lot of my songs kind of in this way, just with me and an instrument.
I think that's a great way to go about it. It's kind of reminds me of how Bob Dylan would play. He knew it was a great song when he could play it in different genres and it would still sound good.
Yeah.
And it's like when you can change it or take it away, take things away, and it's still at its core just a good song.
Well, it's like you take songs from like the Brat album and you literally put them in like a different genre, a different style, or just like strip them back and you're like, yeah, this hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a song that it's a song by who was it? MGMT, the one that goes like, "We're fated to pretend." I can't remember what it's called, but there's like a really beautiful like acoustic version of it that like Charlie Hickey did, and you realise that, oh my gosh, like this song is beautiful and the lyrics are so hard hitting, but then when it's in this kind of like
dancey,
party dance,
like, yeah,
you're just like, yeah, you know, you don't realise, yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. I'm really sorry. I think we've got to probably wrap up now, but it's been so amazing to meet you and hear your tunes this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I hope everyone goes and listens to your EP and buys tickets to the show tonight.
Yeah, I'll see you tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yay.
That was a fancy new band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.